time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today you're talking about a subject close to my heart, which is all about beer. Now, beer in Switzerland. Now, of course, for 4 months now, the bars and restaurants in Switzerland have been closed due to the pandemic. But yesterday and Monday, they were allowed to open up on the terraces once again. So on this week's Swiss Up, we're going to take a look at a beverage that you might have used to celebrate this small step towards normality. And that, of course, is beer. So let's get to Switzerland as a beer nation. So, Dario, is Switzerland a beer nation? How much do we drink?
Well, most recent numbers show that the average Swiss person drank 55.5 liters of beer, and that was in 2019, which makes it the most popular alcoholic beverage in the country, but doesn't put Switzerland in the top 10 of beer drinking nations either. The 55.5 liters per capita in Switzerland compared to 33 liters per person in France, 70.3 liters per person in the UK, and even 99 liters of beer per person in Germany per year, of course.
Clearly, we've got a bit more work to do.
We got more to drink, yes, if we want to make it in this.
We need to get up there. We need to move up the table. Actually, that said, in all seriousness, though, Dario, I mean, trying to work our way up the table, not going in the right direction. We're drinking less.
Yes. Alcoholic beverages overall see their consumption levels go down. In past years, the 55.5 liters of beer per year and person represents a slow and steady downwards trend in the consumption of beer. In the beginning of the 90s, per capita beer consumption was around 71 liters, so around the level that the UK is right now. Since then, we have seen more than 20% decrease of beer consumption.
Okay, so in Switzerland, though, when we do drink beer, although it's slightly less than it was, what are we drinking?
Well, we're drinking mostly Swiss beer, turns out. Only around 32% of the beer consumed in 2020 was imported. Since around 2013, the general trend is towards more locally brewed beer and away from big international brewing companies. So yes, more and more locally brewed beer is consumed in Switzerland.
Well, this is something that many people might be thinking, as we have seen all these news stories about the rise of microbreweries, not just in Switzerland, but everywhere. But Switzerland certainly isn't escaping that trend. So we can actually see the fact that we do have more breweries in Switzerland than we've ever had.
Yes, and this explains part of this turn towards local consumption. There has been a literal explosion of the number of breweries in recent years. The Federal Customs Administration puts the number of so-called taxable domestic breweries at 1,212 in 2020. That's more than a 15-fold increase since the year 2000. Every single year since 1990, there were more breweries than the year before. And even last year, the year of COVID, mind you, at least 80 new breweries opened for business.
80. That's 80.
80.
Right. 80. That's a lot in the pandemic year as well. So this wasn't, though, always the case, was it?
No, this beer bonanza is quite recent. In 1990, only 32 beer breweries were left in the country. And the reason for this was a beer cartel that was put in place by members of the Swiss Brewing Association in 1935. At the time, there were a lot of Swiss breweries and foreign beer brands started to flock in, which further increased competition. And as the two world wars put the Swiss brewing industry through tough times, it was considered that only a strict market regulation would allow the industry to survive. And in this context, that cartel was born, which allowed comprehensive market regulations, but also, on the other hand, prevented smaller players from popping up. But then by the late 80s, times have changed. Some newly formed breweries did not join the cartel, and public pressure to abandon it altogether grew stronger until it finally was dismantled in 1991, which then had the before mentioned effect of exploding numbers of breweries.
Right. Now, so you mentioned that earlier on, you know, we don't drink as much beer as other countries in Switzerland, but we do, in fact, have a world record, though, when it comes to beer.
Yes, nowadays Switzerland has the highest number of breweries per capita in the world, at least if you trust the Swiss Brewing Association, that is the case. Three quarters of those breweries, however, are so-called microbreweries, producing no more than 2,000 liters of beer. But still, it is estimated that there are over 4,000 kinds of beers that are brewed in Switzerland, so certainly one for every taste. And by the way, if you want to discover some of those brews, there is a great book that I can recommend called Beer Hiking Switzerland, which actually exists and actually also exists in English. And this book features, and I quote, the most refreshing hikes to discover Switzerland and the beers associated with the regions that you hike through. So if you're a beer and hiking aficionado, then this is the book for you. And finally, you might want to check out your local brewery on the 30th of April. That's the official day of the Swiss beer. On that day, your local brewery might organize some special activities for the occasion.
Okay, so that's a date again to remember and mark down in your diary for every year. The 30th of April is the official day of Swiss beer.
Yes, and the opening of beer season. Right. Also, if you believe the Swiss Brewing Association.
Yeah, well, exactly.
But they would know, right?
They know. They're the word on this whole situation, aren't they? Well, there you go then. And beer in Switzerland. And although we're drinking less of it, we are drinking more microbreweries, the products from microbreweries as well, which actually I have to say, Daria, I'm really enjoying, because I actually do buy some of the smaller beers, the craft beers, which are certainly well worth having. I won't mention the one beer in Switzerland that isn't worth having, begins with F.
Me too.
Right. Okay. Anyway, Daria, thank you for that. And we'll have another chat with you next week. If you want to hear that episode of Swiss Up again, you can always do so on our website, which of course is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.